And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here, too. And we're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, having a great show talking fishing and Parker boats.
Yeah, this has been awesome, man. I love having Kevin on so much, because obviously I love talking about Parker. I love talking about my Parker. I know you do the same about yours.
And yeah,
talking fishing and talking fun, and we want to talk to you. Come be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Not only are we talking fishing, we're also giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a full-day trip fishing on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing and get in on that amazing yellowtail fishing that Captain Ryan Bostian, Captain Matt Brawla have been putting forward on the San Diego, man. That Cornwall Island
fishing,
is kicking
man.
Them out right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, indeed. So if you want to get through right now, you can get through at 833-288-0973. All right, let's go to Captain Dave.
You got it, man. Our fishdope.com report with the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. It's sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and their custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete.
We're excited
to hear
from you.
How you guys doing today? Hey,
you sound so quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on an airplane. I'm not even supposed to be talking on the phone, so we're going to go quick here. I'm flying back to Cabo. I went fly fishing this week, but before I went fly fishing, I got Kelly your first couple marlin. Fishing is insane everywhere in the world right now. I think the fish thought the humans died, and now they're getting reacquainted with the humans. I had the most epic fly fishing trip ever in Wyoming. Now I'm flying back to Cabo to go catch more marlin, but let's talk about what's going on in Southern California. It was unbelievable fishing at San Clemente Island this week. The yellowtail stretches from Clemente all the way down to the Coronados. As you see what's going on with the San Diego boats down there at the Coronados, there's so many yellowtail. It's absolutely insane. One of the sport boats had a phenomenal two-day trip over at Clemente, fish up to 45 pounds. They had 160 fish yesterday. Well, a two-day trip. And then the bass fishing, if you look, there was bass, calico bass count this week was over 1,000 fish 3 days in a row. The calico bass fishing is absolutely insane up and down the coast. And then look at that barracuda. That barracuda settled into the horseshoe kelp area. And they had phenomenal barracuda fishing the last couple of days. Really, really good fishing on the jigs with mixed yellowtail in the counts along the coast. That's insane. There's some big white sea bass biting down there by the barn kelp on the mackerel. It's just absolutely insane. And then Catalina, like we say every week, it's absolutely on fire. There's fish on the front, the back, the middle, the east end, the west end. There's good bass fishing, good barracuda, good bonita. Very, very good calico bass fishing. They're in the spawn mode up and down the coast. Fishing is insane. And then you can fill out your day when the current stops or whatever. The rockfish fishing's absolutely going off. It is just a phenomenal time to be able to go fishing. And now with all the sport boats running and everything, we're getting good coverage. Now the bluefin is even up on the 43. If you go to the AIS right now, or you go to Fish Dope and you look, there is a phenomenal amount of yachts on the 43. That tells me that bigger fish is biting on the 43. So I don't know. I can't imagine that anybody would have to even think for a minute that they need to think about, hey, should I go fishing or not? Right now is the time. It doesn't get any better than it gets right now for anything. You can pretty much take a dart, throw it at the chart, and go fishing. Fish are biting. Channel Islands, the yellowtail have settled in up there. There's squid up there. They're catching yellows. They're catching big halibut. They're catching sea bass. And then big news, Danny just told me, over there at San Nick, the fish have settled in. Now there's yellowtail at San Nick. There's white sea bass at San Nick biting on the sand spit. So like I said, it doesn't seem to matter where you go. Wherever you go right now, there's going to be phenomenal fishing. So get on a parker, get on a sport boat, get on something, get out there and go fishing.
Well said, man. Yeah. That's awesome, Dave. Great report.
Indeed. And fishdope.com, like you said, Danny has all the dope for you on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. A must-have piece of tackle in your arsenal
yep, no
is
doubt.
Fishdope.com. Just go to fishdope.com, sign up, put in that $20 code, hook up now in lowercase, no space, and you got it. And how do we find you, Captain Dave?
Well, guys, you can go to my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We give you all the techniques of how to catch all the different types of fish that are biting in our area. Plus, we have a game plan for you. We issue it out on Thursday so you can have a phenomenal weekend of fishing. So it's yoursaltwaterguide.com. And don't even hesitate right now. You've got to go fishing. There's no reason to not go fishing. It looks like we're going to have pretty good weather for the next couple weeks. So get out there, go fishing. I will talk to you guys next Sunday. I'm sure I'll have some phenomenal report for you because everything's biting. So go fishing.
Sounds great, Carl. Appreciate it very much, Dave. Now get that mask back on before they kick you off the plane.
Absolutely. I got to turn the phone off. I'm hiding in a corner here.
Thanks,
job,
Dave.
That's fun.
All right. It was a good report.
Yeah,
sure.
No doubt. Well, that's
yeah.
going to wrap up our catch report. Again, if you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and have your shot at winning that full-day trip on the San Diego, 833-288-0973.
Open right now. Hey, I want to make mention of a couple great sponsors we have here. New sponsors, San Diego Pool Tire Cleaning. He tells me that he has been killing it with Let's
All
Talk
right,
with listeners.
Great.
And a lot of our listeners are taking advantage of it. You know, a lot of people spending time at home now.
Sure.
And, you know, if you want your tile, your pool tile, your pool tile has a little hard water spots on it, or don't try and clean it yourself. Do it safely, and that's what San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning does, is they do it safely, and it'll make it look like new, and it's very reasonably priced, and he takes really good care of Let's Talk Hookup listeners. SDPoolTileCleaning.com. SDPoolTileCleaning.com. You can link that right on the Let's Talk Hookup links page on the Let's Talk Hookup website, too. But they do a great job over there. Get your pool tile clean, and you will not be sorry. And also, Poway Valley Collision, you know, traffic's getting a little harder, and you want to get your car back in shape. Go see Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision. They're doing a great job. They're anxious for your business, and they'll turn it around and make it look like new, and they work with all the insurance companies. They're the best.
Yeah, they're so easy to work with. Best people, just super customer service. I love
yeah.
those guys.
Yeah, come from anywhere in Southern California. You will not be sorry going down to Poway Valley Collision. So.
You got that.
All right, let's jump into those phones. 833-288-0973 open right now.
Bruce in Lemon Grove, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, good morning. Great show as usual, guys. Hey, Kevin, a question for you. On the break-in period for Yamaha, is it okay to do it in increments, or do you got to go up the whole 10 hours in one shot?
No, you can do it in increments. That's fine. You know, those first 3 hours or so, you're doing low RPM and varying the throttle. Within that, you know, 2,000-2,500 RPM schedule. And then as you gradually increase your hours, you can gradually increase your RPM. And then no wide open throttle until you get it 8 hours or so. And then even after that, for no extended period of time, you know, going full throttle is, you know, hang on time. So
yeah.
It's probably not the most.
Don't need it, right?
Yeah. But,
that's just your celebratory blast down the bay for 5 minutes
yeah.
before you hit the launch ramp.
Yeah. Then, you know, you change the oil between that 8 and, or between that 10 and 20 hour mark for the break in. Yeah, so you can do it either way.
Yeah, and Yamaha outboards are so good about maintenance, too. I mean, you like every 100 hours after that,
every 100 hours you're doing the oil change.
Yeah.
And then every
lower unit and upper.
Mostly the upper, and then the lower is every other.
Every other.
Along with the impeller.
Yeah.
That water pump impeller.
Yeah. The Yamaha outboards are just they're made for salt water. They're made to work with boats like Parker's, and they just work.
They're so reliable.
There's a reason why you see so many of them out there.
Oh yeah.
They've got the technology. They have the service centers that can support them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have proven themselves over the years to be the go-to saltwater motor.
Yeah.
And the OEM manufacturers, whether it's Parker or Everglades or Edgewater or everything except Boston Whaler uses the Yamaha. Yeah. And then
Boston Whaler doesn't use it because they own the other company.
Yeah, they own the other. Yeah.
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 That's funny.
And one of those other companies is no longer making engines.
Is that right?
Evinrude.
Evinrude no longer makes engines.
Gone.
Yeah. Gone.
Yeah, they went out of business.
History. Wow.
Yeah.
But Yamaha, even through the crisis here, are still able to supply you engines?
Absolutely.
Yeah, still have plenty of
engines? No issues. No
like
issues.
Like you need a repower? No problem?
No problem. And we've got a stock of them.
Do you?
Up in our shed and warehouse up in Costa Mesa.
So whether you want to get a new motor down here on the Marina Boulevard San Diego location or Costa Mesa.
The San Diego location will send a truck up and get one of the engines that we have and
that's sweet.
And hang it for you.
Yeah.
We'll get a hold of Gonzalo or Augustine over there.
Yeah.
And they can get you hooked up with
them. Or just call you directly and
I'll transfer them.
You'll take care of them. Well, we have a lot of listeners, of course, in L.A. Orange County and area and stuff like that. So that's the advantage is whether you're in San Diego or L.A. Orange County, you've got Costa Mesa as well as San Diego now for West Coast Marine Parker boats.
That is correct.
Yeah, yep. Yamaha service, factory service. Why is it important for factory service? Like a regular mechanic that isn't Yamaha certified, why do you want a Yamaha certified factory mechanic?
They have all the latest information on what is the appropriate techniques and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we have the tools and specifically have the software, the electronic software on the computer for diagnosing the engines and downloading.
Yeah.
And only a certified dealer has that, so the dealers also have the mechanics that have gone to school back in Georgia and, have gone through the classes and all the different sections of the curriculum that they offer, whether it's electronics or whether it's, lower end or there's so many of them that they offer.
And the factory authorized technicians like you have at West Coast Marine, they can literally plug the engine into their things and diagnose it digitally of what's going on in that engine, right?
Correct. They can find the codes off the computer and specifically see what's happening.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And put them in a guide them through the what's wrong with the.
And then they're fixing the addressing a specific issue rather than just throwing parts at things waiting for one of them to correct it.
Yeah,
the electronics troubleshoot.
That's a tough one.
Yeah,
that's it. The guys are pretty good at it, and. There's not that many of them, though. They just don't break down that often.
Yeah, well,
and mostly stuff is related to fuel.
Yeah.
The majority of problems is directly related to the fuel.
Fuel.
And not putting stabilizer in and not using the fuel and, letting it sit there, that's the worst thing is just to put the boat away and not use it.
Right.
So say that. So let's talk about that. So putting fuel stabilizer, especially if the boat is sitting, you want to put one of those Yamaha additives, a fuel stabilizer.
Oh yeah,
right.
Uh huh. And that'll.
And
keep,
what does that do?
That'll keep it from separating.
Uh huh.
You know, because there's alcohol, the ethanol in there, which is alcohol.
Uh huh.
And that'll keep it from separating and just turning into mush over
sludge.
Months.
Yeah. All right. So use the what's it called?
Fuel stabilizer.
Fuel stabilizer. Yamaha fuel stabilizer. Mm-hmm. And you can get that at
any in our shops. Stuff.
Yeah. In your shop. Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Hey, Scott Sherman's on the line. Another Parker boat
yeah.
owner. What's up, Scott?
Hey, just wanted to call and say hi to Kevin and say thanks for all the time that he spent with me and dialing in my boat and getting it all to where I want it. It's been a joy working with him. And I had a quick question. I heard the Marina shop is open?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Perfect. When all this COVIDiocy started, my lights came on, told me it was time to maintain the motors, and you guys have been closed for a while, so I think I'm a little past due. I need to get down in there and get to see you guys.
Yeah. Give Gonzalo or Augustine a call, and they can get you on the schedule and
put your boat on a trailer for
yeah.
you. And
you don't have a trailer, do you, Scott? No.
I decided against the trailer and put all that money
yeah.
into a nice tuna tower.
Yeah,
sweet. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, they've got the trailers to haul you out.
Yeah, I was
perfect.
Excited
Let's
when
get
I.
To be that time.
I was excited when I heard that you guys had added Robbie Gordon to the team of mechanics here. Bob Aronson has maintained our Yamaha outboard
yeah.
since we bought it, you know,
Master,
and
yeah.
then you guys opened the location and brought him aboard, and we were stoked. And Robbie Gordon, boy, of that same, you know, highest echelon, just like you said, a
been
master mechanic.
A long time.
Yeah, great, great guy. That's an awesome combo. Like I said, alongside of Gonzalo, like that is. That's the
what
you guys
team.
Got the team for sure.
Definitely got the team.
Yeah,
definitely have the team that know Yamaha.
Yeah,
and
that's
have been
great.
Around Yamaha for years, and you know have different experiences
exactly.
of wrenching on these things, and they bring a lot to the table as far as just their overall experience with. Yamaha engines.
And just shows how much quicker you guys will be able to turn everything out. You know, a guy like Scott that's wanting to go fishing, he can drop his boat off, and, you know, there's multiple highest echelon mechanics at, you know, that are all able to knock it out. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, you been out there on that tuna?
Yeah, I haven't got any of the big bluefin. We got into the yellowfin a couple of times pretty good and had a knockdown on the kite, but haven't been able to stick one of the big ones. But it's a great boat, and I absolutely love that thing. And you know, I got the 2510, which is the cuddy cabin version. I tell you, with the isinglass up, and you can come home in the snottiest weather, and it's just bone dry inside in the cockpit area, and it's just an amazing vessel. Like I've always said, if I wanted to design a boat from scratch, I couldn't have done any better than the way this thing is. I just absolutely love the boat and the service and well, you guys did a great job in getting me dialed in once I bought the boat, and the service since then has been just phenomenal. And the fact that I can pick up the phone and call you on your cell phone and ask you a couple of questions is very much appreciated. I did have one small problem coming in the other day. I was in the slip area, and there was a little dinghy in front of me, and I went to honk the horn that I hadn't used in 3 years, and the button stuck, so I sat there with like 5 minutes trying to put the boat away with the horn just blasting away.
That's funny.
Nice. Yeah, those
everybody,
things happen. You got to run those
things. I was
things.
Announcing a big fish, you know?
Yeah. Right. Look at me. Yeah. Here I come.
Yeah. Watch out.
You
yeah.
make sure
yeah.
you did a good park job that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but if having a problem with the button on the horn is the only problem I've had in 4 years. I think that's a pretty good deal.
That's
yeah.
pretty good job.
We'll
yeah,
take it.
For sure.
Well,
great to see you yesterday at Encinitas Ford. Always always a pleasure, and thanks for the nice kudos on that. When's the next trip on the Parker?
I'm thinking if I can find someone to go with, I'm going to try and get out there tomorrow maybe and avoid some of the crowds. I was out Friday at the islands, and, I mean, it was me and about 100 of my closest friends, so it was kind of crazy.
I believe it.
Yeah. Probably a bunch of Parkers out there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was literally sitting 30 yards from another guy in a boat that I know, and next thing you know, some guy comes trolling right between the two of us. It was just nuts.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, boy. Yeah. People want to get out fishing, and they're biting.
Yeah. Time to go offshore.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Scott. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones there. Pack solid. Norman in San Diego. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Norman.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
Great. Thanks for joining
us. Question, yeah, I appreciate your report on the Kingfisher. We're going up there in September. It's nice to hear that they've got their operation up and going.
Oh,
my question
yeah.
is for Kevin. I know there's a cost factor, but what are the major considerations in thinking whether to go with single or dual power outboards?
Well, certain of the boats only are set up for single engines, and that's the boats up to 23 feet. And then when you get into the 25, that's really the only boat that is available in a single or a double. And that would be either like Ricky has on his boat with a single 300 and or, you know, twin engines. The 28s are all dual engines. And, it's, again, the Pilot House 2520 and or the 2501 center console. And, or the 2510, which is the walk around that we just were talking with Scott Sherman about. Some guys just want to maintain one engine, and the 300 horse will be plenty of power for them. Others are going to, you know, really, really load the boat down and operate, you know, a big tower on top and, you know, huge bait tank. And then once you get into that range, you're going to want to do dual engines just because of the weight factor.
Okay, so what's the fuel burn difference on a 2520 with a 300, a 1-300 Yamaha versus two 200 inline fours?
I personally tested that scenario, and it was negligible, if anything.
About the same.
They're about the same.
So you have two engines, 100 more horsepower, and you're burning about the same fuel.
Yeah. The 300 just working harder and burning, burning fuel.
Yeah.
And the twin 200s are not working quite as hard, and they're very efficient motors, those little four cylinders.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was within a tenth of a mile per gallon.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, I was surprised.
You recommend that the package with 200s?
I do, only because people tend to load the boats down, and at that point you
put a big bait tank on there, and you put a bunch of fuel on there, and a bunch of people and gear and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, and they, you know, and then you have two engines with 100 more horsepower, but you have two props down there biting at the water, which is, you know, getting it out of the hole, keeping it on plane, that whole scenario.
And adds to the stability of the entire boat, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. Norman, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Availability of when you've said you have some boats coming in, do you have to order your power plants then? Because they come factory equipped, right?
Yes.
So when you order just one for stock, a 2520, what do you order with?
This is as much horsepower as I can get on.
the two 200s?
Twin 200s.
That's your deal.
No one ever complains about having
too much
horsepower. Yeah. They always back off if there's not enough, if it's not the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I learned that early.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the right power for that boat. What's the difference in price if you put a single 300 on that boat versus the two 200s?
There's probably $10,000-$15,000 difference.
It. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So a ton.
Yeah, there's a substantial difference, but
yeah,
you know, you make that trade.
Yeah.
And number one is in safety also, having two engines,
mm-hmm.
although most of the issues are fuel-related and it's drawing off the same tank.
Sure.
But, you know, one engine could, you know, hit a, you know, a log
something,
or something,
yeah.
and it craps out, or
yeah.
you still have the other one.
Right.
So there is some safety factor with having two engines.
Sure.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking Parker boats. If you want to get in on the fun, 833-288-0973.
Indeed, that's your number. Let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Sounds good. How about Sam and Irvine up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Hey, I got out on a 28-foot Parker recently with all this craziness and hooked up a 232-pound bluefin plus or minus. They taped it out. And
Sweet.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Congrats,
yeah,
man. That's great, Sam.
Some of my friends had never even caught a bluefin, and there was four of us, and so we all pulled on it, and it was a whooping. But anyway, my question is, what would a small Parker, I was kind of looking at the whalers with all this craziness, they just fish the local islands and things like that here in Orange County. What would that Parker look like, and a price on something like that? I've been looking at whalers and stuff like that, but a Parker is an awesome boat.
What size are we talking about? 18 foot?
Do they make like a 17 or a 15 or something like that?
No, they make this. Yeah, the smallest they make is an 18.
That's what I have.
And it's
a great boat.
It's a big 18.
Big 18.
And it's like it compares like to the Montauk 17, but it has way more interior space and freeboard. You stand on the deck in the 18 and it, hits you at mid upper thigh,
yeah,
or upper knee or something, mm-hmm, where the Boston Whaler, I think, is, you know, ankle deep.
Yeah, much safer platform.
And I'll just throw this out, just because you mentioned, you know, being in Orange County and wanting to fish the islands. I think if you were fishing the coast, sure, you can probably fish a 15 or a 17 just fine. If your goal really is to cross the channel and fish the islands, whether it be Catalina or what, I think that 18 would be a minimum, like a minimum, and you know. So I think it just is really a matter of deciding where you want to go and how you want to get there. But if your goal is to go to the islands, I think you need a little more boat than
that. Then you move up to the 21,
right?
And
another great boat.
Yeah, and I'd go with the deep V version of the 21.
Yeah, and you can take that boat 60 miles offshore.
Take that.
I used to do that.
Yeah. Take that to San Clemente.
Yeah.
Because it's a big 21 foot boat.
Yeah. But if you want a smaller, I don't think there's a better boat in that size range than that 18 foot Parker. I mean, just as far as safety, durability, and the nice thing is I have a 150 on it, and that thing flies. I don't think I ever pin it, but you could put a 115 on it and be really reasonable. So what are you looking at price-wise? 115, 18-foot Parker.
Oh, it's a nationally advertised price of, I think, $38,000.
With the trailer?
With the Parker trailer.
Wow.
And then we got to add brakes to that because of California, and I think that's $700. And then there's freight to get it here.
And so that's with the 115
that's
Yamaha?
That's with the 115.
Wow. Yeah. And here's the thing, too, is that I know how mine came equipped. It had a sounder on it, a fish finder. It had a stereo in it. It had a fresh a saltwater pump in it. It had a bait pump in it. It's got everything you need.
It's pretty much ready to go.
Yeah.
The only thing that we've done differently on some of them is we put in a different bait tank.
Definitely recommended.
Underneath the leaning post seat,
mm-hmm,
just because it's a more West Coast style.
Yes.
And
that fits nicely and still gives you walk around room. Even in that 18-foot park.
And that where the bait tank was in front of the center console now is either dry storage or mm-hmm, a cooler because it is insulated. So you
makes
give
a great cooler.
Yeah, you can kill two birds with one stone by doing that.
Dallas and I fished the Bay Bass Tournament in Pete's 18, and we kept fish alive all day long. You know, we kept our limit alive the whole time. Great. I mean, I know we said it at the beginning of the show, but it's true. Like, you just couldn't believe how much room can be on an 18-foot center console. It's giant for that. It has to be the biggest feel of boats in that class. You can't make a bigger one. You know, it's really, really comfortable.
Indeed. Hey, I hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Do you have any 18s in stock?
Not right now. There's some on order.
There's some coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. When?
Again, it's probably July, late July.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, if you want one, though, get your money in now, boy. They're
and
something special.
Plus, it comes with the Yamaha versus the Boston Whaler with the other engine.
Yeah, you want a gray motor.
No, you want the real deal. You want the Yamaha for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones.
Cliff in Blossom Valley's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great conversation.
Good morning.
So a question. I've got a son who's 20, so I'm helping him out. We got our little pre-Parker boat. So we got just a little 16-foot Livingston boat, an almost brand-new Yamaha 70 motor. My question is, if I want to store that in the bay, he works at marinas and we can get a slip, what do I need to do when I take home a boat on a trailer? I do all the rinse off and all that. What's the difference if the boat is in the water, it stays in the water?
As far as flushing your motor and preparing the bottom paint, those kinds of questions?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna want to put antifouling bottom paint on it so that all those little crusty creatures in the water don't adhere to the bottom of the boat.
Definitely don't want to put it in the water without bottom paint because you leave it in there for a couple of weeks even, those worms get on it, and it just is a nightmare.
Yeah, and then as far as flushing it out in the water, you know, it has that... that garden hose fitting on the side, and you just hook up the garden hose to that, and flush it out like you would if it's, you know, on land.
Yeah.
And it flushes, it flushes out everything. And you can put salt away, you know, hook salt away up to it and flush it, and then leave that salt away in the engine. Don't flush it again afterwards. Just leave it in there.
Okay.
But definitely for the longevity of your boat, bottom is get anti-fouling paint put on. So you can get leave it in the water for, you know, 2 or 3 days and get a scuzz line on it, mm-hmm. so you can see where it does float, and then take it out.
Yeah.
And you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna do it yourself, you're gonna want to sand it, mm-hmm. the bottom with light sandpaper, you know, maybe 150, 120, and rough up the fiberglass or rough up that gel coat a little bit. Then you're gonna want to prime it with a nice barrier coat of epoxy primer, and then apply the bottom paint.
Okay.
You guys did our bottom paint when we bought our boat at West Coast. If you can the San Diego facility do the same? And we got ours originally done at the Costa Mesa location. Can the San Diego location do that as well, or is that more at the home base?
I don't think they're. I don't think they're doing.
I had
paint.
Mine done at Shelter Island Boatyard.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you want a bottom job in San Diego, there is nobody that does a bottom job like Shelter Island Boatyard. They are the best. There's no question about it.
I would second that, because where I went for my second round, I would not send somebody there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We did the dumbest thing you can ever do, and that's like, oh, these guys are cheaper by $50. Let's go there. And that was the biggest mistake we ever – oh, man. No. Yeah. Ours did not go smooth like
but
that.
But, yeah, Gonzalo recommended, and I took it, and I have a great relationship with the guys over at Shelter Island Boatyard. Take it there, and
yeah,
they,
I don't
they
think
do
they're
the
set
job.
Up over at our.
But you center. Are set up in Costa Mesa.
Oh, in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, you did
are.
A great job
you
with ours.
Can do
ours.
It.
Ours is great.
Yeah. All right. Hey, hope that helped you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, heard earlier an ad for the Searcher. Searcher's in full speed run here, and they're doing a great job. We have a Let's Talk hookup, Gamakatsu sponsored day and a half trip on the Searcher on the 7th. Of July, 7th through the 9th of July. It still has spots available, which is hard to believe, but going to be a great trip, great group of people, and they're catching them. They're getting them for sure, and that's going to be prime time. So if you want to go on that trip, July 7th to July 9th, day and a half trip on the Searcher, check searchersportfishing.com, book on that trip, and you'll have a good time for sure.
No doubt, man. Great call. Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Chris, who's calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. I have two questions, and I'll make them quick. Is there a difference between getting gas at a marina or a gas station? And two, what should people put in their dry box for fast repairs out on the water?
A couple of good questions.
Yeah, the there's no difference in the gas at the marina.
A dollar.
Except it's more expensive.
A dollar a gallon.
Good answer.
Yeah. Because of the delivery. And here's the problem with gas in the water is you still have to pay the road tax because it's gasoline. Versus diesel, is you buy red dye diesel in the water, you don't have to pay the road tax. That's why diesel's cheaper.
And oftentimes marinas only offer a high octane fuel.
Right.
Not necessarily every time, but most of the cases they only offer your quote unquote premium type type octane fuel.
Yeah, so mainly it's price.
That's a dollar.
That's funny.
And then as far as what do you want to put in your dry box?
You need to have a fuel filter.
A fuel filter.
Yeah, a fuel filter is probably.
As a backup.
As a backup, yeah, because you might experience an error message or a message on your instruments that you have water in your fuel. Because the Yamaha gauges can sense that.
And are you talking about the primary fuel filter or the secondary on the engine?
The secondary one on the engine is the one that has the sensor in it.
Okay.
But the primary one is the big blue Yamaha filter that is the water separating filter. You should carry one of those.
Oh, carry a spare. Not necessarily the one in the engine, but the one in the big blue one.
The big blue one.
Yeah.
And then...
good call.
A filter wrench, because that filter goes on and it gets tight.
Yep.
And, you know, you can be on your side trying to get that thing off, but you need to, you know, a filter wrench to get that off sometimes. Well, they just get on tight, and they work themselves tighter, it seems like.
I like that. That's a good idea. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
After that, just an assortment of, I think, you know, just regular tools and stuff. But, man, I think that filter is the first thing that would go in my dry box.
Because you can be offshore, you get some water in the filter, you need to get that thing changed.
You need to get that thing changed out.
And it's pretty simple. You just spin it off, spin it on, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put some fuel in it.
If you can, yeah. Yeah. But there might be enough fuel in the system to pull it through.
Pull it through. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you buy a Yamaha, so you don't have to worry about problems. Like you said, fuel is fuel, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not as good as others. And so those are 90% of the time you have an issue, it's usually something like that. It's something that you put into your motor.
Indeed. Yep.
Put that fuel stabilizer in there.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
See, it has ethanol in it. The fuel has ethanol. Yeah. And if it sits around, that ethanol is alcohol.
Yeah.
And it will pull moisture out of the atmosphere and
gets water in your fuel.
And gets water in your fuel.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's the main issue that happens with main problem with repairs. It's fuel related.
What about the old story of keep your tank full and that'll keep the water out? That's not necessarily the right thing to do?
Yamaha recommends now just the opposite, because a full tank is going to contain a bunch of ethanol and really pull in the water.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you empty it, then it's not going to pull in as much moisture. Plus, you want to be using that fuel. You don't want to let it sit around. You want to... put as much fuel in as you think you're going to burn that day, you know, and maybe some extra for, you know, emergencies. But, you know, just going around with 150 gallons of fuel in your tank just to go fish the kelp, you know, locally, that doesn't make a lot of sense because you're just carrying around weight that you don't need to and, you know, a bunch of ethanol in your tank.
Right.
It's going to pull moisture in.
What about how, like, what's a long time? Let's say you're going fishing every week. Do you need to worry about it?
No.
Don't worry
about
it.
A long time, I think, is, a couple of months.
A couple of months. Okay. Yeah. So if you're fishing every other week, even, don't worry about it. Fill your tank and you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're gonna leave it and for a couple months, it will start breaking down, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good questions. Thanks a lot for the phone
really
call
good.
This morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Chuck?
Great. Yeah, I'm going bass fishing later today. My two grandsons, three sons, we're going to go put the limit to them today. Dana Wharf. But, back in the days, we used to avoid certain gas stations. So do you recommend any certain gas stations for getting your fuel before you get down to the dock? You know, is 76 better? Is there any additives that we should stay away from when they advertise them?
You know, the Chevron station has Tecron in it, in the gasoline, which is a fuel additive that is kind of like a fuel stabilizer. I've heard that is a good choice for fuel.
Okay.
I don't know anything about the other ones, whether it's Arco or 76, but I've heard that Chevron has the good additives in it.
I'm a Dana Landing man myself, you know. That's where I get all my fuel.
Get your fuel at Dana Landing. And they have whatever additive. When you burn fuel so fast, you don't need to worry about it.
Whatever they have, it's been good for 3,000 hours, and knock on wood, we hope it's good for 3,000 more. So, whatever they got, it's right.
They take care of you. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into him. Talk to Jerry. He's calling us from Covina. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, Jerry?
Morning.
Good morning. This is Jerry from Corona. Hey, Rick, I was in the shop last week, and you came by and made sure we had everything good. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. That's great. Talk
about fuel issues. I got towed in not too long ago for the first time ever. And when I pulled my filter on the motor itself, it had these little chunks of like orange rocks. So I was wondering what that is. And my second question is, when do you recommend replacing the fuel injectors?
Well, the fuel injector issue is probably a Gonzalo or the service department's question. As far as those orange rocks, the only time I've seen orange is fuel separation. It kind of turns a jello orange mm-hmm. color.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that I've seen. So okay, yeah. I that's as far as my knowledge goes on that. It could be just old fuel.
Yeah, old fuel.
Call the West Coast repair team.
What do you do if your boat's been sitting for a year? Do you polish the fuel? Is that a good idea?
I don't think it's necessary after for a year.
Okay.
If you're put it away with the tanks empty.
Yeah. The theme I've heard during the whole show that you talk about Yamaha outboards being so reliable, it's if there's a problem, it seems to be fuel-related. So I guess the message is we need to pay more attention to
totally.
What we're putting in our tank and making sure we put those additives in the tank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's one thing that we can get away from this conversation is yes.
It's fuel.
It's fuel.
Yeah. Take care of the engine by putting good fuel in and using the additives.
And replacing the filters so that all of those particles that might be in there don't get to the injectors.
Yeah.
Because there is a series of five or six different fuel filters that are at stages throughout the fuel chain before they get to the injectors.
Yes.
I think I maybe know where three or four of them are. The mechanics, they dig deeper and there's more of them.
Sure.
But that orange stuff is not good.
Okay.
It's a separation issue.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Big bang out.
Yeah. No doubt.
Thanks a lot for we're going to end the show with a bang.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on the San Diego out of Seaforth. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro's Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Haugany body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner going fishing on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. That prize is going to Cliff in Blossom Valley. Cliff, congratulations. You are going to love fishing that San Diego.
Indeed. And Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
This great is great, team. Man.
It's always fun to be here.
Yeah.
Always fun.
We're all huge Parker Boat fans. We own them.
Got them.
We've had them. I've had them.
You've had a fleet.
I've had five, I think. This is my fifth one. Yeah. And they're great boats. Yeah, they're really fantastic. And I know when you go out to the Coronado Islands or offshore, you see a lot of them, and there's a reason for it, right?
There is definitely a reason
for it. Yeah, for sure. And the Yamaha outboard power, you can't beat that, too. So if somebody wants a boat, you better get on it, right?
Better get on it. Earlier the better if you want to still, get in on the water during the fall, which is our best season anyway. But give me a call or go to our website. The website's the interweb at westcoastmarine.com. And then my cell phone number, which is how I do business, is a 949 number, 735-5759. And again, either one, the web will show you where our locations are, and my cell phone if you want
to just talk to
you
direct,
get Parker.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin, appreciate that. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Dave in our studio, and of course Adam for doing all the great stuff on the app, and he'll have the archives up here real shortly. We'll be back next Saturday. Bill Shedd from AFCO will be here, the president.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Actually, he's the CEO now. Yeah, and then Sunday, Mike and Harold from Cap Morales Kids at Sea will be here. That's going to be a great couple of shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.